Yeah, thank you. Okay. So yeah, happy to be here, open the business session. Yeah, my name is Andreas Pravit, and today I will tell you something about laser. Yeah, unfortunately, it's not about laser sabers, as you maybe hoped. So to be more precise, it's about how to improve the quality of a laser-related machine by using data science. So yeah, but firstly, let me shortly introduce myself so that you have an idea who's speaking to you. So as I mentioned, my name is Andreas Pravin, and I'm a data scientist at IODA. Yeah, we are a data scientist, consulting, and software development company from Germany. Oh, okay, sorry. I think I have to place it. Okay, is it better? Better? So, but I can't see my slides anymore. So, yeah. Yeah, we have a very strong focus on areas you maybe know. So, but I think that's enough. You can feel free to visit us at our booth at the third floor. So, and have a chat. So yeah, let's jump directly into the topic. Yeah, predictive maintenance, one of the big buzzwords, and you all know these buzzwords that appears here on the screen. Yeah, it's all about digitalizing business processes, yeah, which is definitely one of the main aims of companies in the 21st century. So especially in mechanical engineering, there's a transformation of the business model. So nowadays, machines are equipped with hundreds of sensors, producing a terabyte of data. So it's not all about selling a specific machine anymore. Instead, it's also about delivering further services derived by data science. So the key is data science, of course. But even if you find a good model to, let's say, predictive maintenance task, then companies are still challenged to implement them in their environments and workflows, and especially regarding the workflow across different departments. So there's necessary to find an appropriate solution which is capable of interdisciplinary work as well. So yeah, let's have a look at a typical situation and the different characters involved in such a workflow with all their needs and the issues they have. So is this strange noise, how can I stop that? Who? Am I the only one who heard? Okay. So first we have our business user. So let's call him Rainer, a typical German name. Rainer works at the after sales department. So in this example of a big machine building company. And yeah, he's looking for new data analytic-based services to increase the service level of his customers, for his customers. So of course, there's also the data scientist available in the company. We will name her Julia. Hi, Julia. Julia would love to do some cool data science stuff, obviously with R. But yeah, she has some problems. She needs someone who could help her to find the relevant data in the company's huge data warehouse, and then if she gets the data, she needs someone to who can help her to interpret and extract the insights from the results of her analysis. So a person, a person that can help is the engineer. So he is the one who knows everything about the machine, and therefore the data it produces. So of course, he wants to know everything about how the algorithm works. So he builds the machines for about 15 years now and is still a little bit skeptical about data science. So at this point, it is very important that Julia and the engineer have possibilities to contribute and to stay in contact. Then if Julia builds a reasonable analysis, Rainer again is challenged to address it to the right users. So it's not that easy. Keep in mind, we are talking about a huge company. And finally, we have the end users. In this example, a field service engineer, and let's name him Bob. And Bob ends up wondering if the recommended measures are still up to date, and what he can do to include new machine data that he, for example, received from the customer. So as you can see, a lot of challenges have to be solved to make the vision happen. That were just some of there are definitely more challenges, but just focus on these ones. And these challenges 3 years ago also came up at Trumpf Laser System, who asked IOTA for assistance to establish a reasonable data science workflow and implement a platform to support it among all the departments. So let me tell you some short facts about Trumpf itself. So it's a German family business since 1923, and they're a technology leader in the business divisions of machine tools for flexible shaping of sheet and for laser technologies and electronics. The lasers are built, developed, produced, and maintained at Trumpf Laser Systems, which is a subsidiary of Trumpf since 1969. And Trumpf has a very strong focus on digital transformation in the last year. So especially when it comes to a smart factory, predictive maintenance, they are involved in the leading expert and working groups in Germany. So, okay, but back to the data science workflow. To help you better understand what the following slides are about and how the data science workflow at Trumpf Laser looks like today, I will give you a short explanation of the platform we developed together with Trumpf. Just very quick, it's the platform that's called Condition Monitoring Portal, or I will call it CMP from now on. It should support the data science workflow for all kind of user roles, as you can see in the above. Yeah, starting from selecting data, conducting analysis, visualizing and evaluating results. So as you can see, it's a server client architecture based on Java with a JavaScript front end and a direct R integration. It's also directly connected to Trumpf's data warehouse itself. So so let's have a look at the workflow. To get the idea, I will illustrate a whole workflow with a concrete user story. To be honest, not the most complex one, but I think it will help to get the point. 10 minutes, whoa. As you can see, 10 minutes left. As you can see, every analysis has to go through various steps before it can be released and used in production. So issue detection, development, evaluation verification, issue verification, and finally the release of the issue. So as an example, let's imagine that Bob or any other business user in the group has received customer's feedback that cooling water tanks of the specific laser family seem to have a very short refill interval. So in the plot, you can see the data from the water tank here. And the loss rates seem to be very high at some point. So around about at this time, the loss rate seems to be too high. So now he has to describe the issue first, and he'll do this in the portal. He has to write down his tasks on whether it is a leak or just normal loss by evaporation, what happens at every tank. And all other information he has regarding the issue. So he does this in a portal where it can be seen by everybody who has access rights for the issue. So no more endless email traffic at this point. He can specify population of lasers that can potentially be affected by the issue. Obviously, a laser without a cooling water tank can't be affected by this specific issue. So and he has some possibility to do this in the portal as well. And lastly, maybe together with the engineer or our expert for the data, he can manually classify the data to provide a training or a test data set for the data scientist. So the data scientist. So Julia comes into play here again. She works in her normal data science environment, our studio in this case, obviously. So she can access all the information the business user entered in the CMP by custom R functions bundled in a different packages we developed together with Strumpf. Julia connects first to the platform and fetches the data and user-defined parameters for the issue. For example, the business user could have defined some sensor-specific limits. So and now she has everything she needs to set up an analysis. In this case, yeah, find anomalies in the water tank sensor data. For this, we again developed a set of base functions that are needed very often in this context, like segmenting the data by different events or pattern, or standard plotting functions to so to ensure that every plot created by Trumpf data scientist has a similar look and feel. We will see that later. Okay, so after local development, she can deploy the analysis to the platform via Git push to a specific repository, and then she the analysis is available in the portal, and then she has to set up a job which executes the analysis on the R server, and then finally visualize the results in the CMP. During the evaluation and the verification, Trumpf tried to use plots for the results as much as possible because they can easily be interpreted by the business users. During the execution, the results are automatically enriched by further information and metadata, like when and by whom has the analysis been executed. Because it's very important to understand under which conditions the results were produced. And this example, we can see that the analysis is still work in progress, so the IUC is not verified watermark. You can see in the picture that was added automatically to the plot. So this is to avoid that someone rushes ahead with the results at a too early stage, like it sometimes happened by some too motivated managers in the past. So, next step, the stakeholders again, Rainer and the expert, have the possibility to inspect and check the outcome of the analysis, and if not satisfied, task a data scientist to improve the analysis further. So, going back to the development stage, as part of an iterative process. So, once they are happy and the evaluation as its own has been proved to look good, the results of the analysis has to be verified in the next step, which means that someone has to compare the predicted results with the actual condition of the machines. So, in the easiest case, they just can look at the outcome and they can see, the algorithm obviously detects in this case correctly that there is a too high water loss rate. In more complex situations can also be Bob has to go directly to the customer and check the conditions at the customer and check if the algorithm really fits, the results of the algorithm really fits to the real case. If it fits here in this case, they can press this red X button and can enter their findings again via the CMP. And once again can hand the results over to the data scientist, via the R functions. So like you see in this picture, Julia can use, Julia can use this findings again, so she can, via R, get the results of the verification phase and then use it to improve the algorithm again. So, once again, going back to the development stage, And yeah, when the outcome then is okay, Julia has done her job, and the analysis can be finally released for productive use. So, and now it's time for Bob again. He can now set up a cyclic job for the analysis, which can automatically be triggered when new data were put in the data warehouse, or maybe on a daily basis, checking all relevant lasers every morning, for example. He can also define different populations, for example, for the machines of different customers, so without the need to get in touch with the data scientist again. So now he can run the analysis on its own once it is deployed in the portal. And finally, he can monitor the results and use them to proactively contact his customers if it seems that their laser is affected by the water tank issue. So I think time is over. That's it. To be honest, it was a little bit simplified. In fact, there are a few more steps in the workflow. But I hope you get an idea of the main process, how this workflow at Trumpf Laser System works. I think we have 1 minute for questions.
Time for one question.
So one question.
Can we turn on this mic?
So if you have further questions, so feel free to ask me or come to our booth, ask my colleagues from IOTA. There are a lot of IOTA guys here. So maybe you can scream or. The output of the analysis can can also be imported to other systems. In this case, yes, SAP. And via the data warehouse, you can extract all the data from all the different systems. So the data warehouse is hosted and managed by Trumpf itself, and all the data that is in there can be used in the CMP.
Okay, thank you very much. I think Andreas will answer more of your questions during the break. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, you stay.